We're going to go to Queensland and get some form and some tips, and no man better to give us them than Sky Racing's Michael Maxworthy. How are you, Maxie?
I'm well, thank you, Middo. Morning, guys. We've got a beautiful day here in Brisbane, and we're getting set for a bumper carter racing at Eagle Farm tomorrow. Middo, probably, for me, the most exciting meeting that we've had, probably since Magic Millions Day, a little bit of quality lining up.
Yeah, certainly is. What's your best on the card? Give us your bets. We'll go straight to them.
All right. Race 4 at Eagle Farm, Iverson. He got the cash for us last time, and I really think this will be rinse and repeat. Everything looks exactly the same as last time. He's drawn a good gate.
He's just been scratched, Maxie. I'm sorry to do this to you. I've just opened the market. Yeah, only in the last half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, Iverson's out. 25 cents the win, 16 cents the place
deductions. One of your best, Maxie. One of your best.
You're not the... No. You get great support from Loz, don't you?
I thought if he was running, I'd at least get one winner out of the nine. Now there's a chance I could go zero because it's a bit of a tough card. All right, we've got to regroup. Let's go race 3, number 13, Ocean Czar. She was my second best on the card. She's just had no luck at all since winning here at Eagle Farm a few starts ago. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. She got flattened two starts ago and was eased out of it. Then she had the visitor's draw last time, had to go back to last and zigzag in the straight, and she got pretty close to the winner, Prince of Boom, at the end. So got a better draw. Surely it's a case of third time lucky for her. So we'll go with her. Race 3, number 13, Ocean Czar, as our best bet on the card at Eagle Farm.
And it's $3.10 currently with TAP.
You like anything at Randwick tomorrow, Maxie? Actually, is there any Queenslanders running down here tomorrow? And if so, who are you sort of looking at for them to come back and maybe win some of the races up there in the winter?
Yeah, fairly quiet for us. I think you mentioned the price of the one that we were looking at last week, El Mozillo, at about 50-1 in that Percy Sykes. I tell you what, it was a bit stiff not to win, but... those fillies, the Queensland fillies out of that, will come back here and they might find a nice listed race. But concerning Queensland with Randwick tomorrow, we'll be watching closely, Loz, because a few of these horses will be coming on to Queensland. I mean, the all-age stakes last year, we saw Giga Kick win it, 1,400 metres, and then he came back to 1,200, came up here for the Doomben 10,000 and won it. So I'm sure a few of those sprinters in the all-age will be heading our way, with our carnival only 2 weeks away. And the race that I'm looking at, maybe for a Derby horse or maybe an Oaks horse, is the Frank Packer Plate at Randwick tomorrow, race 4. Now, I heard Ali on the radio earlier today putting a good case forward for the prices, filly Al Gold Hope, and rightly so. She's won over the 2,000. But I'm with Davo, Brad Davidson, and looking at Tannhauser. Now, I'm thinking that Chris Walter could be bringing him to Queensland for the three-year-old classic races, because it appears that he's been held back a little bit. He's only had three starts this time in. Last two have been very much eye-catching. Hit him a line hard, coming from last behind Ducasse over the mile of the Carbine Club. I think the key points to him winning tomorrow is the 2,000 and the good barrier for James McDonald, where he can posse a little bit closer. So I'll be looking at him to perhaps win that and then come up here and make his presence felt in some of our three-year-old races.
And I've just triple-checked. Iverson's definitely out of race 4.
All right. Okay. I'll have to readjust the selections there.
Yeah. Text messages come in, Maxie. I don't know how well you studied the last race, and I'm just having a look here myself before I ask you the
Presslink
question.
Presslink is the horse, I think.
Presslink. They've just said M-Rod is riding...
Last race.
Yeah. Any good, Maxie?
Yeah, look, this is a great race. This is the Daybreak Lover, 1,400, and it acts as a main lead-up to the Guineas in 2 weeks' time, and they've specifically set Presslink for the Guineas. He's had three starts for three wins. Most impressive last start over the 1,200. Michael Rod's been on him all three starts, sticks with him naturally, really likes the horse. It's been ridden patiently by Michael, and he finished like a shot out of a gun last start to score over the 1,200. So he's had a freshen up, And this 1,400 metres looks absolutely spot on for him. Having said that, I'm with him. I think he'll win. We've got a horse here called Easy Done, number 12, from Andrew Noblet Stables in Victoria. Gee, you wouldn't see a better maiden win than this guy when he won at Bendigo. And he looks so good that they took him to Adelaide for the Morphettville Guineas, where he was stiff. He was back last. He came 6-7 wide. The leader actually controlled the race, kicked and won. So he adds a lot of interest to it, that Easy Done, number 12 in the last. And we've got a filly up here doing big things, number 17, called Exotic Miss. So this is a really good race. But I'm with you, and I'm looking at Press Link to uphold that excellent record that he's got. Three starts, three wins so far.
Yeah, being very popular. $3.30 into $2.60 in that market for the last, the Daybreak Lover at the Eagle Farm as well. Maxie, have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you, guys.